So for today's Q&A, I got another guest, which is fun. And this Q&A is going to be all about fall-winter fashion. So the end of the year, rolling into early next year. And it's my friend Kelly. She's been on the podcast before at Velvet's Edge on Instagram. And she is my fashion guru. Like, if I'm wearing anything or going anywhere, I will take a picture in the mirror and I text her and I'm like, is this Kelly approved? But for like serious work events where I need to look put together, she officially like styles me and Bobby too. So it's kind of a win that we both are friends with you and use you as a stylist too, because
we work together.
So it works out. And most recently she styled us for the CMAs or the CMA Awards and had me in a pink suit. And a little bit when you first showed me that suit, like 2 months ago, I think, I was like, oh, I don't really know. But I mean, I just trusted you. And of course, I loved it, but I still felt like I'd never worn a suit anywhere before. And you nailed it. Like, it was perfect.
I feel like the female suit was the thing this year at the CMAs.
Very much so. And we weren't expecting that.
No.
But everywhere I turned, I was seeing women in suits, and I loved it. And I was wearing it proudly. I loved the color. I loved the material. I loved the suit. And so, yeah, females, bust out the suits. Wear them.
I think it was obviously so timely with everything going on with women empowerment, and it's just kind of got that behind it. But it was such, to me, it's such a put together, sophisticated, but still sexy look. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved it. I thought you looked amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. It's because of you.
I'm like patting myself on the back. I thought you looked amazing.
Yeah, good job, Kelly. Yes. So with that, like, I never would have put that together. So that's why Kelly is our go-to. And so if she's my go-to, then if you're listening to this, she is your go-to. And you can follow her on Instagram. You can go to her website, velvetsedge.com, because she has fashion stuff that's up there and more stuff. It's a lifestyle blog. She has her own podcast that covers a variety of topics. She kind of comes on my podcast as the fashion expert, but she offers way more than that. And I'm actually going to be on an upcoming episode of yours. Yes. So we're talking about some like ways to serve others if you've got a family and get your kids involved. So very diverse, Kelly, and all that she has to offer. But right now she's going to answer fashion questions that I have. And I feel like I'm representing all my people when I ask you these questions. And these are legit things I would text Kelly. So we're just going to run through my questions here on the Q&A episode, the fifth thing. So here we go. I was going to get my nails done for the CMA Awards. Mm-hmm. And I texted Kelly, like, what color do I get my nails? Because I know that red is a big color this year for nails.
It is. I mean, I honestly didn't know that either. But remember, you and I just separately started doing red. Mm-hmm. And to me, it has been just a fun changeup. I'm typically like a black and white kind of person. But I decided I was super into red. And then I started seeing it everywhere, too. So I think a lot of people are having that just need for color this fall.
The red and maroon moment.
Yeah.
But I knew my suit was pink, so I didn't want to have the red. So I legit didn't know if white and black nails were still in, because I knew white or black would go with what I was wearing. But for some reason, I thought, I knew they were in style at one point, but I was like, what if they've suddenly gone out of style and I get my nails done white or black? And then Kelly's like, what have you done? So white and black still good.
White and black are always good. They're going to be the staples that never go out of style. And it's like with stuff like that, your suit was a hot pink, like we said. So, I mean, you don't want to go too over the top with your nails. We could have done a fun nail art thing maybe, but when we initially did our fitting, you had white nails and I just loved that pop of white against the hot pink. It really worked.
Yeah. So if you want nails that go with a lot of different things all season long, then white or black is a safe route.
Right. I mean, I went through a phase where I think I did white nails for a full year. Like, it's just, so easy.
And I like, my go-to color is Funny Bunny, which is like a soft white, but you love that like white out white.
Yeah, it looks like white. Yeah, you either love that or you hate it, because some people literally ask me if I put white out on my nails. Mm-hmm. Mine is Blanc by Essie. That's the one I always go to. But
yeah.
It's very white. So Funny Bunny's a little turned down.
Yeah. Since we're talking about colors, what about not nail color, but like a color for the season? Like, are there any colors? Like, if people are wanting to really get into what's happening with the end of 2019 vibes?
I mean, I think just color in general has been a lot bigger for fall in 2019 than it has been in the past. Because typically we see like muted colors coming out in the fall. Mm-hmm. And like the hot pink suit you wore, I mean, that's kind of the thing, is a lot of pastels, which is typically a spring color. But these like bright colors are huge. Something we were talking about before is I love like a winter white. So I was reading on Who What Wore earlier. What did they call it?
Oh, Who What Wear?
Who What Wear? Oh yeah, your brand from Target. Who? What did I say? I need more coffee.
You said Who What Wore.
The who past wore what? Version.
I don't know.
Oh, now I can't, of course, find what I was even reading to you. But it is, it's like that off-white.
Oh, I think you said it was vanilla custard.
Vanilla custard, right. The names they come up with. I mean, but it sounds a lot more fun to say, I'm wearing vanilla custard. But yeah, it's just that off-white. And I think it looks so chic in the wintertime. I love that.
Like however you want to. So it's that some people feel like they're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. So we can just throw that out the window.
Throw that out. I mean, that's such an old rule. I don't know anyone who lives by that anymore.
Yeah. And I think even this is a question I got actually from Eddie's wife, mm-hmm. who was going to the CMA Awards. Eddie's from the Bobby Bone Show. And she texted me wondering if she could wear a white dress to the CMA Awards.
Yeah.
And or maybe any, if you're getting dressed for, I get a lot. First of all, the awards are already done. Second of all, you're probably not going to awards this season if you're listening to this, maybe, but you have Christmas parties or right. different holiday events or things you want to get dressed up for, or New Year's Eve coming up and people are already planning for that stuff. So like, is white okay for functions? I think sometimes it's just so reserved for the bride that we don't really use it as much, even though these aren't weddings that we're going to. I mean, that's the one place you don't wear white.
I was going to say, that's the one place. When you're going to a wedding, I would say let the bride have her day in white. But yeah, if it's an appropriate white, especially like a winter white, which is a little more subdued than your bright whites you're going to wear in the summertime. But I think they're totally great for events or parties or Christmas parties that you might have.
Okay. And then when it comes to like also getting dressed up, now this could be to a party, this could be with jeans or a dress. Mm-hmm. But I know like a couple of years ago, I invested in some super cute tall boots.
Yes.
And I guess my brain, I know that I bought them like 3 years ago. So my brain, I wonder every season when it circles back around, I'm like, are these still in season? Can I? Because, I mean, I'm going to be that person that's going to throw on my tall boots and be like, ready to walk out, feeling great. And then not that anybody really cares or
like,
is judging
oh my gosh,
me.
Look at her wearing tall boots.
But because like boot-wise, stuff like Doc Martens or even like Fry right. boots that have like a thicker, that you love, like a Doc Martin-y look, like those are very in right now. And I used to have Doc Martens back in like 8th grade.
Yeah. Anything that is reminiscent of the 90s is still really huge, which obviously Docs are. That's when I was wearing them. But the over-the-knee boot is never going out of style.
Okay.
No,
okay.
You're good. You're good.
All right, because those were, I mean, you can find, I mean, they come in a variety of prices. Like, there's great ones. But I made a little bit of an investment, and I want to make sure they're still good. So I can still wear the over-the-knee tall boot.
Yes. I mean, I think that in different years, there will be certain boot heights that you know, can kind of be the staples. But, like, that's just never going out of style. It's a classic.
Okay. And then I think maybe last time you were on, or at least we were talking about it, like how animal print was just very having a moment. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that moment's still happening.
No, it's still happening for me. I will say, I think I'm a little over the leopard. Like, not totally over it, but it just got so oversaturated that I'm kind of taking a personal break, you know, from leopard. But snakeskin is huge. All of the other ones are huge. I say that. I'm about to put leopard carpet in my house. So.
Yeah, and you found me those leopard high heels.
Okay, I'm lying. I'm completely lying.
Should I still be wearing them?
No, they're so cute. I forgot about those heels. I love those heels. I keep trying to break up with leopard, but I can't.
I know.
It's just too good.
Wait, you're putting leopard carpet in your house?
Yes.
Like in your closet
like
or
up
where?
The stairs.
Oh, cute. What about, since we were talking about animal print, that's like a fabric, I'm seeing tons of velvet.
I love velvet. That's going to be something you see a lot in the fall and winter, because obviously it's a thicker material, so you won't see those kind of materials in spring and summer. But velvet is so chic. To me, it is like the way, even if you have a black dress on, but it's velvet, it just amps it up a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, adds a little edge.
I got this like dress from Zara, and it's like a black baby dollish dress, again, feels very 90s.
Yeah.
And has some velvet on it. And I got some Doc Martens. So,
so cute.
How would I, could I, because it's colder, so would I just pair that with like maybe some black tights and Doc Martens and I'm good
yes.
to go?
Oh my gosh, you're screaming 90s right now. I love this. But yeah, it's totally. And then throw your jacket over it.
Which Zara, by the way, we are getting one in Nashville.
We are?
Yes.
Okay, see, that makes me a little sad because that's my place I go hit when I'm in New York or LA. And so then I don't.
It seems
everyone
more.
Has it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now it's coming to Nashville and I couldn't be more pumped because, and if y'all are listening right now and you're like, Zara, I don't know what that is. Well, I learned about it from Kelly because yes, it is in New York. And my husband and I had to go to New York for an Old Dominion album release. And then my husband is a pilot and he had a flight, like a layover in New York. So we ended up getting to spend the day shopping and hanging out and going out to eat. So we went to Who Kitchen.
So good.
And then we went over to Zara and it's so affordable and so cute. Mm-hmm. And the kids stuff, if you've got kids and you're trying to find like winter coats and stuff that aren't going to blow the budget, then because kids grow out of stuff so fast.
Right.
Like Zara.com. Like hit it
Zara
up.
Zara and H&M to me are the two go-tos for trendy, for just like fun small pieces, especially for kids, like you're saying. H&M has a really cute kids department too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a home goods section. So
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all really cute. But yeah, especially with the trendy stuff, you don't want to spend tons of money because you're probably only going to wear it for one season. So those are some key places to go hit up.
Yeah, not to give away all your secrets.
I mean, right. But. You're putting me out of work.
Oh, trust me. I know about Zara and I still need your help. Like even with like the hair barrette
oh, yeah.
trend, like I keep seeing that. And I thought about doing that with my pink suit. But then
your earrings were too big though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was, I thought about the clip before
yeah.
we got the earrings.
Yeah.
And then I just ended up wearing massive statement earrings that were awesome. So we ditched the clip, but that's still a way to make an outfit super cute is with a hair clip.
Yeah. Hair clips. I have a full post on velvetzedge.com with my favorite links to different hair clips because they're super in right now. They, you know, there's different decorative kinds of clips that you can get, like studded or even pearls,
mm-hmm.
which sounds so weird for me, but I love them. Like, I never thought I would wear pearls, but I do. But yeah, and headbands are really in too. So that's another fun accessory you can use just to, if you feel like your outfit's a little boring and you need a little pop.
Or you don't want to wash your hair.
Don't want to wash your hair. It's great. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Like the thick headbands.
Like really, really thick.
Really,
and then
really
you wear
thick.
Your hair like just however you want, down
or
pulled back or in a braid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what about lip color? Because sometimes like a big, well, I think last fall when we had you on, like red was a good pop. Or
yeah.
maybe for holiday party you were saying like just pop in the red. So are we still safe with that?
I always love a good red lip. But especially I think in the winter, everyone's a little more fair skinned. It just looks so pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen a lot of maroon-ish
Ooh,
lips.
Yeah. Like a deeper red.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
Okay. I'm going to have to, maybe when I go to some parties, actually, well, when people are hearing this, it'll be the night of Bobby's kind of holiday parties, having like
oh.
a Thanksgiving, Christmassy show get together at his house
yeah.
on Tuesday night, which
okay,
is
okay.
it's Tuesday when people are hearing this. And maybe I'll try red.
I think the key with red is finding what works best with your skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and we've talked about that on here before, too.
Because your eye color.
Your eye color, but you can look at your veins,
mm-hmm.
remember? And if your veins look a little bit more blue, that means you're a cooler tone. So you'll want to stick to cooler tone reds. If your veins read a little bit more green, like I'm holding up my hand right now. I forgot to tell people that. But just look at the veins in your hands. And if they read a little more green, that means you can do a warmer red.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a super helpful trick.
Which Kelly's also a makeup artist and she does hair and makeup or grooming.
Mostly grooming these days.
For Dirks.
Yeah.
He doesn't, yeah, not hair makeup. And then even Bobby for all of his American right. Idol stuff. Like
yeah.
she's always on the road doing different things. So, and then something exciting that you also have going on is you're launching like a velvet, not a velvet, at Velvet's Edge is a vintage T-line.
Yes. So this is the main thing that when I'm posting about my outfits, people are always asking about where I get my t-shirts. And I'm a huge vintage t-shirt wearer myself. And obviously I can't tag a link to those kind of places. So I was like, I got to help the people out. And I have got to open the shop because vintage tea shopping is like a very specific kind of shopping. You know, like it can be super overwhelming. You kind of have to dig a lot, pick through a lot of bad ones before you find the one good one. And I actually just love it. So that's what I've been doing for the last year, is just collecting all these vintage teas. And the shop's probably going to open next week or the first week of December. So
I'm wearing a Kelly Henderson vintage find right now, which you actually got this for Bobby, though. And I
love when he hands them down to you.
My second vintage tea hand-me-down from Bobby that you found from. The first one is a George Strait one. Mm-hmm. And whenever I wear it, people love it. And this one I'm wearing today is Barry Manilow from his 1981 tour, which is my born year.
I love
so
that.
Shout out 1981. But I love that. Yeah, I just got these gifted because for whatever reason, I don't know. Bobby and I are like the same t-shirt size, I guess, now that he's all keto. And I don't know why he got rid of this. Was it just a little?
He's worn it a lot. And I think that one was a smidge snug.
Okay.
And so he was like, he doesn't want anything snug lately.
Well, I love it. Keep buying him snug things that he can wear once and then pass down to me. Because vintage tees, I will say, like they pull together any outfit. And now they can get pricey, but that the music ones, I mean, they're authentic. They're, you know, so they're legit and they have that value. They're one of a kind. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it and I've invested in a few and I wear them all the time. And it's a way to like throw on with a pair of jeans. Like it might be the one piece that you spent a little bit of money on, but you throw on like a cute jacket, vegan leather or leather, whatever, jeans and boots, and like you feel a little bit pulled together when you just have on a t-shirt.
Yes, and it's the one thing. I mean, I get the most compliments on my vintage tees of anything I wear, which I think you do too. Mm-hmm. It's like people always want to know where you get it. Mine are going to be obviously all authentic. There's no fake vintage going on in Velvet's Edge Vintage Shop. But so, yeah, some of them can get a little pricier, especially the music tees, but you end up wearing them so much. It's like any investment piece, I tell people, like, you're going to wear it for so many seasons. They never go out of style, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They only get better. So it's worth it.
And then it could be a good gift for somebody. Like
yes.
If it's someone that, you know, you want to get a good gift for them, a nice gift, like not that a gift requires you to spend a certain amount or anything, but something they would never buy for themselves. Like somebody might really like that, but they would never buy themselves a vintage tee, but you know they would really like it, or if it's their favorite band from back in the day, or you know their parents liked that music, or it could be something sentimental like that. And
absolutely,
it's, the investment is worth it because it's a really thoughtful gift.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I like that. Another thing that I was thinking of that might be good, like on the like cheaper side, but a cool gift for people, mm-hmm. is like those Van sneakers
or the slip-ons.
The yes, the checkered slip-ons, and they're like $50.
$50.
And you just find out your friend or loved one's size and then just order a pair of those, because those literally go with everything.
Everything. And they add a little flavor to every outfit. It's a little bit of, it's not color, but it's just a pop of something.
Mm-hmm.
I wear them with everything. I actually need to get a new pair. I've worn mine down so much.
I got some a while ago, but sometimes I'll put them on and I'll be like, I don't really know if it goes with this. And then I just go to your Instagram and I'm like, I look at different outfits that you post and I'm like, oh. Kelly did this. Okay, perfect. It's fine. It's just a little bit out of my comfort zone to be so like the like short wide legged pants. Uh-huh. Like Madewell has some right now that are pretty affordable, and I mean affordable is all relative because people make different things. But I feel like Madewell is a safe brand that's not too
out of
extreme.
Control.
But mm-hmm. Target also has such amazing stuff right now. Like this, I have this jacket today with my Barry Manilow vintage tee that's Wild Fable, and it's like, what would you call this, Kelly? Like a,
it's kind of, it's not
like
a
Sherpa,
fur, but like, yeah, like a Sherpa. It's but, so cute,
but like a camel Sherpa bomber jacket situation, and it was $29.
I bet it's so comfortable too,
right? And then I've got on a pair of Madewell jeans. I got on my vintage shirt. Like it just, this is helping pull together outfit, and again, it was $29. Like go to Target right now and get this because, it'd be a great gift. Well, for yourself or for somebody else. And it's Kelly approved.
Yes. It's definitely Kelly. Now I'm going to have to go get one.
Yes. And that you mentioned the vanilla custard, like Who, What, Where. That's a good brand.
Who, What, Wore, you mean?
Just Who, What, Wore. That's a good brand at Target.
Oh, at Target. They're on right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when Target collaborates with different brands. I feel like they always nail it.
Mm-hmm. Which I think we might do. Speaking of collabs, we might have like an Espoir Velvet's Edge collab with the Four Things pouch, but
Which is awesome.
More on that later, but it'll obviously be very like female empowerment type.
Naturally.
Because that's, yeah, naturally. That's me and Kelly. We scream that. But yeah, so velvetsedge.com is where you can find a lot of stuff that we talk about and then just get fashion inspiration. And then I also love up there, you have your wish list.
Mm-hmm. The wish list is a great place, another great place to go shopping for Christmas or for yourself, or if you're just ever like in a rut with your wardrobe and you're like, what is that one piece I need? It's a great just place for inspiration. It's mm-hmm. just things I'm loving that I find online.
Yeah.
There's a couple different tabs that you can shop on Velvet's Edge. I have like shop my everyday favorites, shop vintage, and then yeah, the wish list is a really great place.
You can also shop your Instagram.
Oh yeah, shop my Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Which that's kind of like a new, I see people do it. Maybe it's just because I don't use it. I don't have that feature,
uh-huh.
but it's like you click on the link in the bio and it takes you to shop the Instagram every post.
Yes, the link in bio. It's a new thing. But yeah, it makes it a lot easier because I just feel like everyone nowadays is just going through Instagram. Like that's the simplest way to shop things. So
it is.
You can go read blogs that way. It's all linked through my Instagram at Velvet's Edge.
I mean, I will talk about something. I don't know if this happens to you, but I'll talk yeah. about it and then it'll show up as a sponsored ad uh-huh. or whatever on my Instagram and it'll be pertaining to what I talk about. And then I'm like, yep, okay, gonna go buy it. Like everyone listening to this podcast right now, like Vans is gonna like yeah. show up with their checkered shoes probably on your Instagram. Sorry about that. But it will make shopping easier because you just click on it. And then when people do like pay through Amazon and they're a different company, they're not Amazon, or use Apple Pay because it's so
easy.
You don't have to enter in anything because Amazon and Apple already have all of your info and you just hit the button.
That's so dangerous for me. It is so dangerous.
No, it's very, very dangerous, but also super helpful. And I love that people like Kelly take the time to share their expertise and put up posts like that too. Not the sponsored ad ones. That's not you, but on your page doing that because it makes it easy for people like me that I don't want to think too much about it because right. I always second guess everything because I don't. People ask me fashion questions and I laugh. I'm like, I have fooled you.
Well, you don't give yourself enough credit.
Oh, but I will say though that Pimp and Joy does have a hot pink sweatshirt right now, so we're very on trend. It's like probably yeah, and tie dye.
I love it.
So Pimpin' Joy is getting, we're getting trendy. Yeah, we're very on.
Very fashion forward at Pimpin' Joy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So if y'all, just in case you didn't know, that stuff was up there. And since Kelly said colors in still, I'm like, yes, we're still in fashion.
Do you guys have a camo one?
We do.
See, look at that. That's all the trends.
Yeah, we have a camo hat too.
Oh my God.
So we have all the trends. Now we just need like a... No, we're not going to do leopard. I feel like Kelly has announced here that leopard might be phasing out.
It's not even out. I said that and then you caught me in the lie. I'm trying to break up with leopard, but it's not happening.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kelly, for coming on. You'll definitely follow her at Velvet's Edge. Check out her podcast, Velvet's Edge, Kelly Henderson. And do you have a recent episode that you're just...
Well, Caroline Hobby was on last week. Mm-hmm. She's just so fun because she's amazingly honest and she just had a baby. We talked a lot about hormones because I'm freezing my eggs, so I'm on hormones and I've been very emotional. So she was super honest about her journey with love and relationships and having a baby. And I just loved talking to her.
So awesome.
She's a really good one to go listen to.
Yeah. And there's probably like... a year's worth or more worth of episodes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People, if they haven't started listening to you yet, yes. they can and they can binge.
Yeah, I love a good binge.
Yeah, listening. And then be sure to, if you're following her, pay attention closely because soon she'll be releasing a gift guide, mm-hmm. which will definitely be helpful for those of us that struggle with what to buy for the mom, our girlfriends, or yeah. the men in our lives.
I think the men is the hardest one.
Probably so hard.
So I love doing those and finding the really good gifts for the guys in our lives.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.